Hello, this is Mrs. Lombard. Chapter 36. The baby had a note attached to her blanket. Haltingly, Maeve tried to read it out loud. "Italian?" she murmured. Only later, when she consulted one of her patients, did she understand its meaning. "Please give her the care I cannot. I wish for you both a life of love." The baby's hair was black. Maeve's was red. The baby's eyes were brown. Maeve's were blue. The baby was Italian. Maeve was Irish. They were made for each other. Maeve named the baby Amadora, which meant in Italian, the gift of love. Chapter 37. Many in the neighborhood didn't approve of an unmarried Irish woman raising an abandoned Italian baby. People talked as they will, and they tisked as they must. Some people were even angry. They said hurtful things. They told Maeve that Amadora did not belong. They told Maeve she and the baby should leave. Maeve merely smiled, held Amadora close, and waited and hoped. On dark nights, when hope was scarce, she would sing an old Irish tune mixed with a newer Italian song that she had learned from a neighbor. The melody was sweet, the words were silly, the effect was always the same, a smile from little Amma. Sure enough, the longer Maeve waited, the kinder people grew. And before long, Amma, as she came to be called, was as much a part of our messy garden as all the rest of us. When Amma was old enough to feed Squibbles and his family, she did. When she was strong enough to climb me, she did. And when she was ready to make wishes of her own, she did. Amma grew up steady and honest and kind, like her mother, and had babies of her own, and then grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Eventually, Amma and her husband bought the little brown house and the one right next to it and painted them blue and green. Years later, they purchased a house across the street and began to rent the blue and green houses to other families. The families grew and prospered and argued and failed and loved and laughed. Always and forever, the laughter kept them going. And when Amma's grandson had a little girl, he chose a fine Italian name for her, with a fine Irish middle name, Francesca Maeve. Chapter 38. As for me, my reputation grew. Hadn't Maeve's wish come true in the heart of a wish tree? Didn't that mean anything was possible? Of course, as Squibbles often reminded me, I had nothing to do with it. "This isn't a fairy tale, Red," he would say, "but people are full of longings, and decade after decade, the hopes kept coming. A blessing and a burden it has been, all those wishes, all those years, but everyone needs to hope."